Mommy, Billy hit me. Stop pushing me. That's my space. I want to sit in the front. No, it's my turn to sit in the front. Ew, Mommy, Lily's car sick. She threw up all over me. Mommy, stop the car. Daddy, stop. There's throw up everywhere. Stop hitting me. Ah, the perfect car trip. Do you remember your family's car trips? Do you wonder why kids and adolescents cringe when the parents happily announce, "Hey, kids, we're going on a road trip." It's difficult to imagine taking a road trip when we can get there faster on an airplane, listening to an iPod while playing some game on some other technical device, while watching a movie on our computer we brought along. What would happen if we had to talk to each other, communicate, or even look at each other? Even eating a meal together has turned into a sandwich on the way to some sports practice or music, dance, or other rehearsal. Our society has lost its leisure. Families are burned out and have gotten used to living this way. I remember when I took a road trip in the late 60s with my boyfriend. We had a two-way radio and talked to the other cars and trucks going by. We had to learn the lingo. It was fun. Hey there, this here's the grain machine. What's your 20? I'm stuck in this parking lot and there's a smoke taking pictures. And when my family went on a road trip in the 50s, we played license plate bingo and I spy. Many families have had to resort to the car trip due to the economy. Airfare and other forms of transportation have exceeded their income. Perhaps this has been a blessing in disguise. A road trip can benefit a burned-out family. It can breed camaraderie. It can help a family slow down again and take notice of each other. Now, I know it won't always be easy. I remember me and my sisters, we always got grounded on road trips. And it will be different for different ages of children. Each developmental stage will create different tolerance levels to boredom. Therefore, it's very important to keep this in mind when in the planning stages of the trip. So when you as parents holler out to your kids, "Hey, come in here, we're planning a road trip together," don't be surprised when your teenager looks as if he or she just threw up in their mouth. And don't lose your cool. Just get everyone to sit down together with an atlas of the country, one that the littlest child can understand. So give a few choices of where you can afford to go, and all of you decide on the trip. Everyone gets an opinion. Make a rule that no one listens to their music, is on their computers, except for maybe an hour a day. Or, if you're brave, don't even bring them. No cell phones. If the parents don't bring them, it'll be easier for the kids to follow. What an experience. This will be no technology. Make sure you all talk about the games for the car. Give each a choice on where to stop for lunch, and only drive for the amount of hours the youngest can handle. Take as many breaks as you can when you hear, "Move over, don't touch me," and buy each child a portable camera so when you get home you can make a photo album or a collage with all the kids' pictures. I knew a family who did this. In the beginning, the mom reported she would look longingly at the airplanes in the sky. She contemplated whether she would be critically injured if she jumped from the car and made a break for it. But after a day or two, everything settled into a routine. The kids began to tease each other in a fun way, and they began to play like they used to when they were young. They played trivia games at night in the hotel. They camped, and they talked about their views on life issues. The mom and dad reported that they learned things about their children they didn't know, and they felt closer to them. And they also shared parts of themselves with their children. It was a rich experience all around. When they returned home, everyone was sad. They didn't want it to end. However, the phones were ringing, the TV went on, and life continued as usual. But one very important change happened in their lives. They learned about slowing down. They decided to take a road trip every year and weekend trips as often as they could, and they will cherish these memories and hopefully pass them to their children. So as the 18-wheelers say, keep your wheels between the ditches and the smoke's out of your britches. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.